And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to bring you another television first impressions. So I'm gonna give you my first impressions on episode 1 of Invincible. At the time of this recording, 3 episodes have been released, and I was gonna watch for the first 3 episodes to kind of give you my first impressions. But surprisingly, the first episode was like 45 minutes long, and I was like, okay, this is gonna be one of those long running series, hopefully. And I had to kind of look it up a little bit to get an idea what I was gonna get myself into. So to my understanding, as far as I know, this is gonna be an 8 episode series featured on Amazon Prime. This is an Amazon Prime original. So I wanted to just kind of watch the first episode, because the first episode alone gives you a lot. So I'm just going to do my first impressions and then continue watching, and because I know I'm going to be watching this thing all the way through. So I'm going to do first impressions, mid-season, and then a final thoughts and review. So, Invincible. For the most part, the premise is about Mark Grayson is a normal teenager, except for the fact that his father, Nolan, is a very powerful superhero on the planet. Your basic kind of Superman premise, the Superman son, kind of. But shortly after his, 17th birthday, Mark begins to develop his powers of his own, and then kind of starts to get taught by his father. This episode alone kind of relays a lot. It showcases a lot of realism because of, honestly, the first few minutes where they had this whole White House guard and stuff protecting, you kind of had this sense of, this guy's gonna die, because they're doing the whole only 3 or 4 days until my retirement kind of status, and you're like, that guy's gonna die, isn't he? Damn. Okay. They really showcase how powerful these superhumans are. You get the showcase of the Justice League / Avengers style people show up, and I think they're called the Guardians of the Globe. You get your Wonder Woman kind of, your Flash person, your Aquaman kind of person. It's really funny. But yeah, you get the showcase of the Guardians of the Globe and stuff like that, and they're pretty interesting. But then it kind of spins off to Mark. And when we get to Mark, you get this normal teenage boy, in a sense, because he is the son of Nolan and what's the name of the mother, Sandra, who's just a normal human. And so he's half, what is the dad? Vitrum? I think that's what it's called, Vitrums. And Vitrums are just, apparently, as far as we know, are from episode 1, they are a race of beings from the planet Vitrum that basically have flight, super strength, and forget what other power, but basically they're kind of your Superman-esque, super strength, fly, and super speed. You get Mark kind of in high school. You get these very jockish thing. You get introduced to the friend. It's your common thing. But then you start getting into they do a lot of teenage kind of comedy stuff. You get the parents flirting and get a room stuff. It's okay. You get the high school teenage angst. You got the jock trying to harass the girl, and you step up and stuff like that. Then you transition to when Mark actually does get his powers, and then it goes into this weird little kind of, not a montage, but a little short section where his dad's gonna try to train him, and he's nervous, things like that. It's like some real tough love, and it's pretty okay, he's trying to toughen up his son, and it's weird. Different parents, different strokes, but he did mention that some people aren't going to be holding their punches, and that is one way to do it. Like, you really did shock therapy. And then to the point where he's with at home with his mom, because it's always kind of been him and his mom when they were younger with this superpowered dad, and now that he's superhuman himself, and he is now, his mom was kind of the norm, and they get into this little scuffle, and it's not cringe, it's pretty like in your face heartwarming, and I liked it. The scene was really well done. Even the flashback where they're doing the talk about puberty, okay, that went through me for a loop. But yeah, it's basically a coming of age of Mark becoming invincible. And you can tell that he's very like, he's very into these superheroes. His dad's a superhero. He loves comics and things like that. So we'll be getting more of that. So yeah, that's that. Like, it's already looking to be very interesting. And I still got two more episodes to watch after this, and I'll. But just the ending to this episode. So have you been listening? Because the first, for the most part, it's like the first part. It's pretty explanatory for an episode one. So getting to kind of like real spoiler territory. So now that we're in kind of in the real spoiler section of the thing, because the finale kind of right after the title screen of Invincible, you get the scene where all the members of the Guardians of the Globe get called together because of a big emergency, and you kind of see their what can I think, their secret identities. Their normal life. You can see like, oh, okay, so that's what they do. This is what, okay, all right. And then out of nowhere, Omni-Man, Mark's dad, just comes and slaughters everyone. And I'm like, whoa, wow. I did like, like, okay. All right. So for the most part, for anyone who's like read the Invincible comics, they kind of have an idea of what they're getting into. I watched a YouTube video kind of explaining a brief premise of what Invincible is going to be. So I have an idea what they're going to be doing. But for anyone who's just watching the show from fresh, like, wow, that was intense, like boys level of intense. So yeah, it's gonna be a wild ride going into Invincible. Moving forward, because they literally killed off the Guardians of the Globe immediately in episode one. So yeah. We'll see what happens moving forward with this season. But you'll find out actually later this week with this episode come out, for the mid-season discussion when episode 4 comes out this Friday. I'll have a mid-season discussion and go from. But thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya.